If Tool really didn't like that talk Brian Flores was bringing, he should have hit him with the people's elbow. Or better yet, the RKO. Yeah, I know about the guy.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. It is a Tuesday. We are theoretically speaking. It's your boy Theo Dorsey right here with you, kicking it, spilling some flavor. Got my guy C-Cat on the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. And if you tapped in with us on YouTube, we just practiced. We just practiced our RKO move by the great Randy Orton, who we saw last night in Monday Night Raw. What an experience. My first time in person checking out some wrestling action. The vibes were going. They were definitely getting after it. Bunch of dudes sweating and knocking each other out with chairs, and there were tables involved. And C-Cat, it was a lot. It was a lot to take in at once. And again, like I said, Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, that's the topic of the day for everybody. Brian Flores responds. We're going to get to that later on today in the show. I know we've been inundated with this Tua versus Flores and where the face of the Dolphins is going now this year. We'll get to all of that. I think more pressing is the fact that our good team here at Good Karma Brands ESPN West Palm, Steph, shout out Steph for hooking up the food for us. Brian Rowitz, our guy, McLovin, making it shake, getting us in the suite. And C-Cat, we were in the house, Emirates Bank Arena, home of the Panthers. But last night, it was home of Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
And it was active.
We're just a bunch of primates in there, man, going crazy. Silver Braun Breaker.
I'm going to give you my top five takeaways from that experience, because it was very different from anything else I've ever kind of been a part of. I as a kid, never got into wrestling. As an adult, still never really tapped in on it. But that was kind of it. And one of my favorite things of everything was just chanting with a crowd. Everybody likes a good crowd chant.
That is the basis of the sport of wrestling, is getting the crowd involved. So, of course.
Yeah, like just anything. If people are yelling stuff and it's catchy, I will join in. I will hop in there and do it. Not sure who I was rooting for at times. Not sure what I was saying. But what I do know is a good crowd chant gets going, I'm getting involved in it. That includes even sometimes when I'm at a opposing team stadium. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, the Eagles and the Jets, I mean, spelling out team names is just, it's just fun. I don't know if it's nostalgic of my days when I was learning letters and growing up and learning how to spell words, but, you know, a little E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Like, I like it. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. It's fun.
It is fun. That's sometimes why wrestlers do well, and like why they get famous, is just because their name is fun to say or their music is fun to sing along to.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to get right into that today. And again, we do have Dean Thomas and Tina pulling up later on today. We're going to tap in with them, get some theoreticals going. Also, which hobbies are unattractive from men to women. And also, again, we do have to discuss this stuff with Tua and Brian Flores, because there's a new wrinkle. There's a response. But let's start off. Let's get it going with my top five takeaways from Monday Night Raw at Amerant Bank Arena. There goes the music. Whose music is that right there, CK?
That's a rated R superstar, Edge, now in AEW.
Okay. Shout Edge. Is he new? Is he a new guy?
He's an old guy.
I was about to say, Edge sounds familiar.
Yeah, Edge is old, man.
All right, shout out to the guy. He wasn't there last night, but this is about last night at Amerant Bank Arena. My top five takeaways from my first in-person wrestling experience. And shout out to the WWE for having us.
Number five
is, I don't know if you noticed this, C-Cat. I was watching the match last night. I think it might be fake.
No. All right, come on.
I'm kidding.
Man, it was right in front of you. How was it fake?
Number five.
There was no cartoons, no CGI. It happened right in front of you.
Number five is that I was impressed by how, obviously it's fake, right? They're not actually hitting and hurting each other, but it felt like synchronized swimming. Like, pro wrestling doesn't get enough credit for how much it feels like synchronized swimming, how everybody's in the right place at the right time. Guy leaves his arm hanging off the rope just so the other guy can come over and grab it and put him into a headlock, and then he throws him against the little banister thing, and then he goes under, and while he's hanging on the ropes, he gives the guy time to, like, go under and lift up the mat and pull out like a chair and some other theatrical things. They were hitting each other with bamboo sticks. And he waits for them. They wait patiently and they kind of like play dead up there. And then the guy comes up and then he runs after him and he's about to attack him. And then the guy that was playing dead turns around and right in the nick of time defends himself, does like a counter move. All of that to me is like synchronized swimming. I think they stole from that, and I think the artistic value gets lost in all of that. Wrestling is synchronized swimming, and great job. Great job to the chemistry of these athletes.
I guess so.
Number four, C-Cat. I feel like they just really roided up theater kids. Is that not a takeaway that you get from these dudes? Like, they are so, so gifted. They're so, like, the monologues are so encapsulating. Like, I enjoy the theater of it all. And then they're just really, really strong and are able to do flips off each other and really, like, get after it. I think they're roided up theater kids. They don't get enough credit for probably their upbringing. They're probably one of the best, you know, in the plays and whatnot because the acting is on point out there.
Listen, man, there were a lot of skits and sketches and like takes that were taken probably 3 days ago where they recorded it and played it as if it was live.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of acting in wrestling that isn't just live in ring.
It makes sense why The Rock is like, you know, a big-time movie guy now. And John Cena made that transition, too. You're just doing a lot of good acting, a lot of, like, you know, playing up your personality. And I didn't see one person miss a line. So amazing stuff right there out of Monday Night Raw.
Number three.
And this one is, again, this is an ode to what I expected versus what I got. Nobody left their seats. And also very well-mannered fans. I thought it was going to be a raucous crowd. I've gone to SEC football games. I've gone to college football out here. You think about even sometimes high school sports has a more rowdy crowd. That was a very well-behaved, in unison, no fights. Everybody was in their seats, too. Like, when I went outside to take a call, the concourse was empty. Everybody is glued to the action all night long from 7:30 until the end of the last fight.
It's a kid-friendly game nowadays. You know, it's not the attitude era anymore. There's no Edge and Lita celebrations with a bed in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Look that up on YouTube. You know, it's a little watered down nowadays.
Watered down. So you don't enjoy how chill and calm the crowd is these days?
You got to be because there's so many kids in attendance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a hardcore guy.
There's kids at all of the NFL games, college football games. You see people killing each other literally in the stands.
Yeah, Cowboys, Niners games. Yeah.
That's a good point. Like, I'm just impressed. At a sport like that where there's literally violence, or at least stage violence, right there in front of you, there's very well-mannered fans. So kudos to you all.
Number two,
the music needs a complete overhaul, including whatever the hell we're listening to right now.
Metalingus.
None of it connects. None of it resonates. I can't get jiggy with this. Like, there was nary a song played last night from, again, we were there from 7:30 until about 11:15 after my guy, Randy Orton, RKO'd. Finally RKO'd him.
Yeah,
RKO'd Kaiser. And I was rooting for Kaiser. I hate that. They didn't tell me ahead of time that Kaiser was going to lose. I wouldn't have rooted for him. But yeah, the music was mid. It was not even just mid. It was kind of was putting me to sleep.
Well, the music has taken a downturn in the past 10 years.
Like, why? That's like the most important thing for anything, for radio shows, for churches, and especially in an environment like that, wrestling, you got to get some good music going.
I'll play you a song in about 3 minutes that you might like from wrestling.
Okay. And here goes my number one takeaway from Monday Night Raw at Amerant Bank Arena out in Sunrise, Florida last night. A great time, good vibes with the team. Just, you know, again, underwhelming music.
Number one.
Absolutely not for me. I was hoping that I would catch more of the wrestling bug. I was hoping that I would get more of it. But what I realized is I don't shame people for their passions. I think it's amazing and great that people enjoy that stuff. I couldn't get into it like I hoped I would have been able to. Like, growing up as a kid, I used to love the video game SmackDown versus Raw. We used to get after it. We used to get busy. It didn't hit the same. Maybe because The Undertaker didn't pull up. I think if The Undertaker pulled up, which was my guy, and my brother played with Kane, we did the tag team, the brother thing, like, that would have maybe, like, it got to me. But CM Punk didn't do it for me, bro.
Well, back in the day, they kind of pretended like it was more real. Like, they really hid the fact that this was not a performance art and that it was an athletic competition that they were putting on TV. They hid it a lot better about 20 years ago. Nowadays, it's more about the athleticism, crowd reactions, but
it's a show.
It is a show, and you want to hear the one song that I think that you will agree is a great song in wrestling?
Please.
This guy who's kind of in the minor leagues of wrestling right now, his name is Joe Hendry.
Okay.
And this is how a song starts. Hold on. Stand by.
Hold on, Joe. Get me going. Get me going.
Joe Hendry, he's not from America. I forget where he's
this
from.
This riveting radio. Here on Theoretically Speaking.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Cause you love him in London and Paris and Tokyo. America, Scotland and Canada.
And Mexico.
They say, I believe in Joe Hendry.
You know it.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Okay, cut that off, please.
Guitar solo.
That's almost as bad as the Colts song. The Colts fan song was worse than that. That's up there, though. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that, CK?
I don't know. Sing along to it and then clap your hands.
It doesn't move me.
It should.
Where's the beat? The beat is whack. Thank you. Like my guy Jalen Gilkey here in the chat here on YouTube, again, at Theo Speaking. It's possibly the worst song ever penned. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Hendry with a D-R-Y.
He doesn't even have a real last name. Can't even figure that part of it out.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Is he a winner? Is he good?
He's pretty over, which means like people care about him.
Okay.
Given a reaction nowadays.
All right. Well, yeah, cut his song. He sucks. Well, yeah, those are my top five takeaways from WWE, from Monday Night Raw. And did you enjoy yourself, CK? That's what matters the most because you are a fan of wrestling. I don't want to denigrate. I don't want to dilute what you have cooking. For your fandom, how was last night for you? Would you grade it on a scale of A to F?
A to F, I'd give it a solid B, you know?
Okay.
You know, I like wrestling. I prefer a different brand of wrestling that's not displayed what we saw on Monday night. I see it on Wednesday nights or Saturday nights. So you know what? It was a good time. You know, I can always appreciate some good graps.
Not mad at that at all. You know what we are time for right now, though?
What's that?
We're going to switch it over from wrestling where fans are well-mannered and chill and good. And we're going to go over to, well, the NFL, where fans are thirsty to get in each other's face, to talk some crap, and then sometimes literally, you know, murder each other, which is bad. We condemn that. But yes, let's get over to the NFL, get some previews going, because I saw some lines on Hard Rock Bet that got me up in a fit. Time for some Teddy Two-a-days, on Theoretically Speaking. Teddy Two-a-days brought to you today by Duffy Sports Grill. If you're doing a fantasy football season right now, if you're a commissioner and you haven't done your draft, listen in. Tap in right now. Duffy'sMVP.com. Type that in. Hit them up. Book a private room for your fantasy football draft, because when you do, you can enjoy 2-for-1 drinks, which is the entirety of your draft before and after. You got the jumbo wings. You got the award-winning burgers, the Major Leaguer. I would recommend it. And also, on top of that, you got 80 or more television screens all throughout the area. So you can watch whatever you want to tap into. If there's some NFL preseason you want to have on, if there's some Major League Baseball action you want to catch, all of it can be a hat from any room at a Duffy Sports Grill. Because, again, 80 or more television screens. Book your private party. And even if you're drafting from your home turf, order a party platter, a Duffy's party platter. And you can be the MVP of your draft party. Order that now at DuffysMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Before we hop right into it, I saw the comment there, not believing in Joe Hendry is a shame. Well, how can I believe in somebody that I've never heard of until today, and his music sucks?
All right, it's a step too far.
And his music sucks.
The music doesn't suck.
It does. It was terrible. Absolutely horrendous.
You do better.
A team that's going to do better this year than they did last year because they had a lot of improvements. We start the Teddy Two-a-days with the Chicago Bears. Can I get a little hike?
Oh,
anything? There it is. There it is. The Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears, who are on Hard Knocks right now. I'm enjoying that a lot. Last year, they were 7-10, and that was with 5 games where Tyson Bagent was out there throwing the ball. 13 starts from Justin Fields, who can't win a quarterback competition with Russell Wilson. 7-10 last year. They won 4 of their last 6, important to note, and 3 of their last losses all came by single digits. They were right in the hunt with a poor roster. So this offseason, goodbye offensive coordinator Luke Getsy. Hello, Shane Waldron. Caleb Williams, number 1 overall pick. Keenan Allen gets picked up out of free agency. You bring in Rome Odunze, a top 10 pick at receiver. And also DeAndre Swift. It's a little overrated, but yeah, they upgrade the backfield right there. Their win total, C-Cat, after all of that, 7 wins last year. 7 wins last year, and now all of those additions, their win total on Hard Rock Bet, 8.5. This is the easiest bang-the-over win total I've ever seen in all of my history of looking at NFL preseason takes. This team has the 3rd easiest strength of schedule. It's lined up. The stars are aligned. You saw what Caleb Williams was looking like, not just in practice, but in these preseason games. The dude looks electric already. A Heisman-winning quarterback. I looked at their first nine games, CCAT. I think they go 7-2 through their first nine games. They got the Commanders, the Jaguars, the Panthers, the Colts, the Titans, the Cardinals, the Patriots. Come on. I'm all in on the Bears this year. Let's go right to the ceiling of this squad.
The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
The ceiling for this Bears team, again, I said they're starting 7-2. That's, you can write that in stone. The ceiling for this team, 13-4, an MVP season out of Caleb Williams. Yeah, I said it. An MVP season. This is the ceiling. This is all things go correct for them. And on top of that, they're going to lose in the playoffs. But they're going to put up a throw. They're going to put up a show. They're going to threaten one of those NFC contenders for sure. That's the ceiling for the Bears. How about if everything goes, like, incredibly wrong? The floor. The floor for the Chicago team is 9 wins. Still above that 8.5 win total. Even with if Caleb Williams maybe misses some times with injury. Maybe one of his weapons goes down in Keenan Allen or DJ Moore. You still got Rome Odunze. You still got Cole Kmet. You still got one of the deepest backfields in the league. They improved on defense as well. The Bears are destined for success. They are. They're really damn good. The floor for this team, the floor is 9 wins. So let's pull out the big Teddy crystal ball. The Bears are going 12-5 in 2024. All right? On top of that, Caleb Williams is breaking every single Bears passing record. They're all very low watermarks. I mean, I could go out there and break them, especially with the weapons that they have right now in Chicago in the Windy City. He'll be a top five MVP candidate. He'll be a guy that they're tweeting about. They're saying, hey, he should win it. He's that good. But there's going to be a bit of, hey, wait your turn, rookie. And he deserves that. He deserves that. I can also tell, by the way, Caleb Williams in album mode. You look at his haircut. Not a freshly pristine cut at all times. Sometimes that's good. That means he's focused. He's in album mode. He's ready to put together a great campaign. And this will be leg one of one of the greatest turnarounds we've seen from a head football coach in the National Football League. Matt Eberflus, because of Caleb Williams, the greatness that is Caleb Williams and what he's going to mean to that franchise, that city, and the league, Matt Eberflus is going to end up being a Hall of Fame head coach in this league, CCAT.
Whoa, you got caught with the Eberflus.
Yeah. I mean, did you see the new look on Hard Knocks? I mean, the guy looks better now. His wife helped him improve his look. He changed his hairstyle up. He's keeping the beard in shape. Matt Eberflus is doing that reclamation thing that people do. They look themselves in the mirror. I have a Ferrari at quarterback right now. I better damn start looking like it. I'm telling you right now. 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about, remember when we said Matt Eberflus should get fired? That dude is going to be wearing a gold jacket. And it's because of Caleb Williams. That's it right there. And also, in case you missed it, they got Simone Biles in their team now. They got Simone Biles.
Didn't she wear a jacket that did not have the Bears logo on it? It had a Packers or a Panthers?
Her husband. It was a Packers. Jonathan Owens is her husband, who was the safety for the Packers, is now on the Bears. And yes, she wore a jacket that had his jersey all over it and had Packers logo. I know that's a no-do or a no-go. She's an Olympian. You see, Noah Lyles doesn't even know who Nikola Jokic is. Simone Biles doesn't know about that rivalry that much. Also, for Simone Biles, what happened last time she was in the stands rooting for a team with a first-year starter?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, it was last year with the Packers and Jordan Love, who not just won a lot, but also beat the Cowboys and then went off and got a big deal. Simone Biles from the H, the GOAT, a good luck charm. The Bears are going to be really good this year, guys. That's just it. They are. They're going to be damn good, and anybody that's not on the Bears bandwagon, I suggest you get on it now before the lines start moving. The Windy City. Woo! I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibes. Shout out to my folks at ESPN Chicago, ESPN 1000, man. They got a great team to follow this year. That was Teddy Two-a-Days. We'll get later on the Buffalo Bills, who have a 10.5 win total. And I'm telling you right now, the Bears with 8.5 win total and the Bills at 10.5, you need to flip those. That's incredibly wrong. Much better roster in Chicago. That was Teddy Two-a-Days. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. On the other side, we have the Safe Bound Get Around. And if we have time, I'll tackle those Buffalo Bills whose win total is entirely too high. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
See, this is a good song right here. Is this another wrestling go-to?
Yeah, CM Punk, Cult of Personality.
Yeah, this is a good one. Cult of Personality, I'm familiar with it. It resonates. It's got a little bit of a vibe to it. I'm with that. And CM Punk was in the house. Did they play this last night?
Yeah, when he came out, yeah.
You know what? I think I was on the call when he came out. I came in while he was speaking, so sorry about that, CM.
Played it when he walked out, too. I don't know if you heard it then.
Probably not.
Remember?
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. We'll hop on our vehicle to get around, literally, our vehicle to get us from destination to destination, biggest sports topics of the day, and you know what that is. So strap up your seatbelts. Tune down to CM Punk, though it's good. I like CM Punk. And it's time to pump in that Pac for the Safe Bound Get Around. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, check it go. I get around. Digital Underground 2. Shout out Humpty. Humpty don't get enough love in this. Safe Bound Moving and Storage, the Safe Bound Get Around. You know about Safe Bound. They're family owned and they're located right here in West Palm Beach. You also know what it's like to actually try to move yourself. Anybody that has, you know, done that, experienced that, tried to take that task on. One thing about it is you don't want to do it again unless you're like CCAT who did it 8 times. That's pretty foolish. But the Safe Bound Get Around, how about we get to our first destination?
Next stop,
the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado.
Ah.
Sean Payton, head coach of the Denver Broncos, has not named Bo Nix the week one starter yet. Despite looked really good the past couple games in the preseason, does it happen to do with the quarterback that they picked up from the Jets this offseason? Well, here is what Sean Payton had to say.
This freaking Zach Wilson now, the last week and a half.
It's great.
I grabbed him and I said, look, I just want you to focus on having fun and playing. My job is to make you millions either with us or for another team.
Wow.
His last 2 weeks have been outstanding. Yeah.
I mean, that's clearly him marketing him to be able to trade him later on. Like, he's not fooling anybody. Bo Nix is the starter. Zach Wilson's going to get traded out of there if he gets any kind of offer for him. He's probably trying to get rid of the dude because the dude seems to be like a guy that nobody really even likes around as much.
Feels like the first job that Leo DiCaprio had in The Wolf of Wall Street, like pumping and dumping penny stocks.
Yes.
Like taking somebody who's worth 1 cent, making him worth 7 cents, and then getting rid of him as soon as possible.
And that's exactly what he's doing. And by the way, love The Wolf of Wall Street. That's a great reference right there. Also, Leo, Zach Wilson. You know, if there's a Leo biopic down the line, maybe Zach Wilson can start getting his acting bits up. No, they can't.
I'm more Matt Damon, I would say, for Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Not Leo? Okay. All right. I'll see it to you on that one.
Next stop,
Honolulu, Hawaii. Mahalo.
Ah.
So Delaware State, they play at Hawaii in week 0 college football action this weekend.
Aloha.
Kickoff midnight Saturday.
Okay.
However, Delaware State missed today's 10.5-hour flight to Honolulu after a bus snafu to JFK Airport. If you were playing college football right now, Theo, would you want to play week 0?
Yes, I would. I would definitely play week 0 because you get a lot more attention on you, especially if you're Dell State. Shout out to, I want to see if they're still in the MEAC. I was trying to look it up right quick. But shout out MEAC. Dell State, cool. And yeah, hell yeah, I want to play week 0. I wouldn't want to get caught up in that crap, though.
What about going to Hawaii to play those games? Would you like that as a road team? It's not like they're ever that good.
You have to appreciate the trip as a college kid, right? You appreciate anything as a college kid. You find $2 on the floor, and it's like you hit the jackpot. Somebody gives you a free side of fries, and you're the richest man in America. So, yeah, I would love a trip to Honolulu to get my ass whooped by whoever the next Colt Brennan is. That wouldn't be a bad trip.
Next stop,
Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Oh, get me out of there.
Oklahoma State players will start wearing QR codes on their helmets this season, which will link to a donation page for their NIL collective.
See, I don't like the sight of it because it looks like the players are for sale, like almost like you can buy them like a barcode on the back of their helmet. But I do like the thought of, hey, Ollie Gordon made a big run. I'm really happy. Maybe he hit the over for me on my Hard Rock bet prop odd. Let me just scan the screen right quick. Ollie Gordon, you get half the cut. $5. Right there to Ollie Gordon's pocket.
There's no way your phone can actually capture that QR code. It's so small on the back of their head. No one's going to do that.
Hey, if you help me hit a really big parlay, you know what I'm saying? And again, with Ollie Gordon these days, I mean, I hope he's doing that and not other things, even though Mike Gundy approves. You help me hit a big parlay, I'll throw you like $3.
Okay, if you're doing that, then likewise, if Ollie Gordon fumbles the football, does not hit his over,
yeah.
How about a Venmo request, pal?
I will.
How about you help me out?
Yes, please. That's what it should be. I don't like that it goes to the NIL Collective. It should go directly to each player's Cash App. And yes, I will send either a request or payment based on your performance. That's the perfect way to incentivize good play out of Oklahoma State this year, which should be pretty good.
Next stop,
Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where Brian Flores is. Wow. He was the center of the headlines today and yesterday. Well, he has finally responded to the accusations and remarks from Tua Tagovailoa.
I just want to say, look, I'm happy, genuinely happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had, and I really wish him nothing but the best. And, you know, I think, you know, player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. I mean, I got into coaching because, you know, I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches, my going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because, you know, I want to make that same kind of impact, positive impact, pour into young people, help them become, you know, as KO says all the time, the best versions of themselves. And, you know, that's really my goal always in coaching.
See, Kat, what do I always say?
A lot of things. You talk for a living.
No, but what do I always say?
I'm at a loss for words.
Never judge a man at his low point, right?
Something like twice.
Brian Flores. A horse apiece, baby.
Yeah.
Brian Flores was a bad head coach for the Dolphins. He got a lot of wins, actually. He got almost the same amount of wins as Mike McDaniel. He was a bad head coach for Tua Tagovailoa. Don't judge the man and act like that's all he is. That's not the summarization of Brian Flores. He's much more than that. He's a great defensive coordinator. I'm sure he has evolved and learned from that experience. And also, he was dealing with a lot, man. He had the owner in his ear barking, trying to get him to tank and whatnot, allegedly. Give Brian Flores some slack. Let the guy live. And though I do feel bad that Tua had to go through it, it was necessary to the journey. Amir Fati? I don't know.
You brought that to the table, pal. I'm not helping you.
Please, yeah, why don't you ever help with things when I need help?
We're going to come to the City of Champions right here in West Palm Beach, the flagship campus of Kaiser University.
Kaiser. See, the reason why I was going with the Kaiser wrestler dude last night against Randy Orton was because I'm used to Kaiser winning. The Kaiser guy last night spells his name a different way, and he lost. He got TKO'd or RKO'd.
Yeah, RKO'd and pinned. Yeah.
I don't know how I forget that, because it was on Randy Orton's draws. He wore it on his draws, and he did it to the Kaiser kid. But if you want real champions, you go to Kaiser University. Kaiser, K-E-I-S-E-R, where the Seahawks are, where the defending champions of the football gridiron in NAIA are, who, by the way, got the number one ranking in the preseason polls for NAIA, so Miles Rust expected to defend that title for Kaiser. They've got 22 national championships. When you take a scope out, get more perspective, and hit all of the programs at Kaiser University, KUSeahawks.com. That's how you tap in with the Seahawks athletic programs, KUSeahawks.com. Tap in with the champs. They got 3 straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles. They've got back-to-back championships in men's lacrosse. They've got it all. KUSeahawks.com. Tap in with the champs. See, Kat, we're tapping in with the good people, Dean Thomas and Tina in the Wild on the other side. We have to address something, and it kind of relates to wrestling. Which hobbies, specifically that men do, turn women off? I'm curious. Tina will fill us in on that, and I'm sure Dean has a wealth of them that he does that doesn't work out for him. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Yeah. streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
If you're not already tapped in on the YouTube stream, this is the perfect time to do so here on a Tuesday. It's your boy Theo Dorsey, C-Cat on the ones and twos over there for Theoretically Speaking, and on YouTube at Theo Speaking. You already see the folks, the good people, our friends, our family. We got Tina in the wild. What up with it?
I am here, Theo. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Good to see your face. You've been here. You've been here with us twice a week.
I have been.
There's a deadbeat brother, Dean
right
Thomas.
Exactly. And this is exactly the realization that I had to talk to you about.
Yeah, what's up?
So you know how a couple of weeks ago you went to Chicago, it was for the
National Association of Black Journalists.
Yeah, conference. National Association of Black Journalists. Like, so every black journalist I know was there.
Yes.
Like every time I flipped
how it works.
The script. Every time I flipped the script on Instagram, it was enough. I was like, yo, men, women, like everybody I knew. And I didn't even know about it. That's how I knew I was a joke in the industry. As I said, I am a complete joke in the industry.
You didn't get the invite.
Not only did I get an invite, I didn't even know it was happening.
Whenever you find out about the party afterwards, you're
I was like, I didn't even know about this.
Would you have gone?
Nah. I wouldn't have went anyway, but the fact that like everybody was like, everybody knew about it. Yeah. Everybody was there. Like, no matter like the status of where you are in your journalistic broadcasting career, big, little, everybody was there.
I feel like you need to be like speaking there.
He should. No, you would be great. I mean, you know what? Next year's in Cleveland. Not sure how you feel about the city of Cleveland. How you looking? I mean, Cleveland
is it? You know what I'm saying? It's a little.
I know.
You know, listen, I'm packing. I ain't worried about it.
You're good on that end. Yeah. Well, next year in Cleveland, I'll give you the heads up ahead of time. You should just pull up for a day or two.
I might just pull up for a day or two, man. And you know what I'm saying? They can be like, yo, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
He's a joke.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Well, we had some surprise visitors that came to NABJ that were also jokes, and I'm not going to name any names. How about this, though? We jump right in to a theoretical for today, because it's not necessarily like a situational thing. It's more so like literally a list that C-Cat found.
Yeah. Scoured the internet.
He was digging stuff up, trying to find some good topical stuff for today, and I think this one is perfect, and we can't start a theoretical without hearing from the homie Maggie.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Dean, why don't you have an intro?
They won't give me
one. He's never here. What do you mean?
Yeah, that is
you
true.
Don't have an intro because you're never here.
Yeah, you got to show up more.
I try to show up.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm in town, I'm going to show up.
To be fair, there were times that I had to cancel because of things on Tuesdays and whatnot. So that's partially me, partially you. But come on, pull up on us,
dog. I know, man. I need to just pull up, just like random pull
up.
Yeah,
just a random Wednesday
just random
or something.
Pull up and be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Give me a microphone.
How'd you get that bucket hat? You don't even work here.
I stole this from the little room back there.
Yeah, he's wearing like a nice white ESPN West Palm bucket hat, and he's barely here, but somehow he's got a bucket
somehow
hat.
Somehow I got this hat, and like I had to pull like a white girl hair out of it. There was like a white girl hair sticking out of it.
You assume?
Yeah, well, it was
blonde.
It wasn't yours, yeah, so I'll tell you that.
it was blonde and long. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, C-Cat, I don't know if you might have dyed it last week and you just wasn't here for it.
Possibly.
C-Cat? There were some long-haired gentlemen. What's the guy's name from Monday Night Raw that had the long hair and he was wearing the leotard? Kind of looked.
I forget, honestly.
Shane, who was fighting Sheamus.
He was fighting Sheamus.
You don't remember?
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne.
Oh,
yeah, that dude
yes,
was.
He had long, curly hair.
When he
was
first came
breaking
out.
Breaking fingers and biting fingers.
It was weird. I didn't like that guy's act at all.
It was weird.
I didn't like him at all.
It was an interesting night last night.
Right. And speaking of, C-Cat, how about you deliver to us the list that you found? What is the list? And how does it apply to what we have cooking up here on Theoretically Speaking? But this good family, this good crowd.
So I saw this online. The women were talking. Chatty Cathy's out there in the hen house talking about the least attractive hobbies for men, according to women.
Oh
wow. Hobbies?
Hobbies. I worked my way up to get to number one.
Yes. Okay.
So at the bottom of that list, but still on the list, so it still is a turnoff for many women. Bird watching. Comic book collecting, taxidermy, building model trains, and gambling. That's the bottom of the list.
Really? Hold on.
Gambling? Really?
Interesting.
Gambling is a turnoff to women.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would be a turnoff.
I think it could be a turnoff in a way if, like, you just keep losing and you don't stop.
If you're terrible at it.
Well, most people
are.
So. I guess that's the problem. Yeah. Most
but that's
people
that, not a hobby. That's like just like maybe a problem. Like,
yeah.
In Vegas, you're playing craps, blowing the dice. That's a turn on.
Come on, that's what I was thinking. Like, gambling is cool.
Looking like Bond, James Bond.
Gambling is cool. You see somebody like winning big hands at a poker table.
And
like,
going to the casino's fun. Nuts.
Yes, the little sit on the lap, like on the left leg. Like, are you winning, babe? Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah.
You're my lucky charm.
What about fantasy football?
That's a form of gambling, kind of.
I mean, no, but is that like a turnoff for women?
It did not make the list.
So.
It didn't make the list?
No.
Okay, let's see the rest of the list.
Number four.
Online trolling.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Rightfully
an online
so. Probably being mean.
Rightfully so. That's lame. That's corny. Yeah, that's lame. Yeah. Bestie from a burner account.
Yeah, that's lame. That's,
I actually messed up. This is number four.
Number four.
Magic tricks.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
David Blaine is hot as hell.
Nah, man. Magic tricks should be kind of cool.
I was about to say, what women are getting turned off by magic tricks? Unless you suck at delivering the magic tricks. You got a suave dude. You're like, sleight of hand.
You're like, watch this. Then you fly around the building. You come back and she's like, ew, he's lame.
Right.
Man, that's, no.
No, flying around the building. Is that a magic trick? That's like Shaq when he got levitated over the building.
If you do fly around a building, I will credit that as a magic trick. I think that qualifies. I don't know how you did it.
Are magic tricks lame, Tina? On an eligible bachelor?
I feel like it's just how you deliver it. Exactly. Like, I don't think they're not in my...
Let's give levels. A card magic trick where it's like, pick a card, any card, I'm going to guess your card. Is that lame if a dude did that to you?
That's lame. It needs to be cooler than that.
Yeah.
Pulling a rabbit out of a hat?
Okay, that's worse than the cards.
We're running back the classics here.
These are good. All right, pulling a rabbit out of the hat is pretty impressive. What about like...
That's impressive, but I'm...
All right, what about when they start pulling the handkerchiefs out of their mouth? You know, and it's just like a long string of colorful handkerchiefs and they're just yanking them out of their throat?
I don't think I'd like that.
See? It is a turnoff.
There's an implication with that one, too.
How about, did you have a really deep...
Yeah. How about a dove in the sleeve? All of a sudden, it flies out of your suit jacket.
I don't want animals. I'm not really into the animals.
So there's no magic trick that you like?
Yeah, what's
no,
this guy have to do? Like, swallow swords?
There's like a...
How about if I cut you in half? And I really cut you in half? You don't like this trick?
There's a TV show of a guy who's like, who does magic. They're like really cool. But it's, again, like people disappearing and stuff. But that's like a...
Is that David Blaine?
That's David Blaine.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him. Okay, but he's not doing card tricks and pulling bunnies out of hats and scarves out of his mouth.
You're asking for the world.
That's a terrible list. Yeah. Magic tricks are cool.
So that was what number on the list?
That was number three of the least attractive hobbies for men according to women. The top two are coming up next and coming in at number two.
Number two.
Collecting figurines.
What?
Like, what kind of figurines?
I think that's different because some of them are, like, worth a lot of money. Like, if you're collecting things and eventually, like, sell them, like, that would... maybe depends what it is, but...
What if they're action figures? Bratz dolls.
Pez dispensers.
And you're not selling them. You got G.I. Joes and you're collecting them.
And whenever you touch him or, like, move one, he's like, oh, my God! You're going to mess it up.
You're going to
get
back. That's lame.
That is lame.
That's
kind of corny. That should be on the list.
Quick interjection, by the way. My wife, Ashley, says, Tina, your hair looks so good.
Oh, thanks, Ashley.
Tap in on the YouTube at Theo Speaking. You see Tina's wonderful blonde hair right here that apparently looks so good.
Dachshund, his wife. We got number one of the least attractive hobbies for men, according to women.
Number one.
Playing video games.
Ooh.
Xbox, PS5.
Are these opposite? Like, bird watching should be number one. Or, like, whatever the bird. Like, I feel like this should have been opposite this list.
Well, yeah. I think the reason why video games is number one is because it's so prominent. Like, everybody does it, and it stands out
a lot of
so
women
much.
Probably are annoyed by that.
And video games, I would say, probably is more because, like, you do that for hours.
Yeah.
So that's why it's probably number one, because you're doing that for a very long time where... The action figures is just probably like a thing that sits on a shelf, and it just might be a little weird, but...
Yeah, I guess less women are impacted by taxidermy as an intrusive hobby, so they've got a less of an attractiveness score.
Also, that should be number one. I think any woman who has experienced being with a man who's doing taxidermy or like has that around, like those stuffed deer heads or... You know, decomposed bodies that they, all of that, that should be number one. I just think nobody's exposed to it.
That should probably be number one. Yeah, we're not exposed to that. Like, I don't know anybody who does that.
Zero people.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, I mean, I'm sure your taxidermy is better than other people's. I would think that was cool. Thanks for listening, but
this is a good list to know. Like, all these dudes
no,
out
it's
there playing.
Not.
Well, no, all these dudes out there just playing video games all day long. You know what I'm saying? Now I know I can sneak up on that girl.
I play video games, Dean Thomas.
Yeah, come on,
I
man.
I play video.
Oh, my bad.
D-Cat just got a video game for his birthday.
We
got
to well, take
better,
back the power.
Well, you better lock your girl down. I'm around the corner.
No.
Tina, what should have made the list that was not mentioned? What are some hobbies out there that just make a guy look like a fool?
Something that's not on there that I feel like some girls might be is the ones who are obsessed with shoes.
Wow.
Really? Like well, sneakerheads?
Well, okay.
Because some sneakerheads are extreme.
Collecting figurines. That might count for
that.
Would
that be in sneaker? Okay.
Watching pro wrestling. Should that be on the list?
100%.
Could that, yeah.
100%. Pro wrestling should be on the list.
Keep I would say that's in the top five, but that's definitely in the top 10. The pro wrestling.
It didn't make the list, though.
Yeah.
And to be honest
some
with you.
Some on the list are, like, I wouldn't put on the list. Like, gambling, that's interesting.
No. But yes, watching
video games.
Watching pro wrestling, I asked my wife that last night. I said, hey, if I was like a guy that was super into wrestling, would that be, she was like, I think that would be a turnoff for me. She would not rock with the boy.
I mean, watching it is one thing, but being obsessed with it is another. Like, listen, you don't really get more beta than that. Like being obsessed with pro wrestling.
Being obsessed because it's fake or because it's like.
Well, because the combination so like, of all of it.
So like if I was planning a trip to London, I don't know, say July 2025, like that would be beta. Is that what you're saying? That's not me. That's someone I know. So like that.
I mean,
that would turn you off, Dean Thomas, like, if you were a woman.
For
you're
a friend.
Like you're planning this trip to go watch a bunch of dudes
He's
with no shirts
for a
on.
Yeah. It's a tough sell.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a tough sell.
But Taylor Swift is also going to be in town same week. So,
well,
so does that help my cause?
That's going to help that
I'm going
person.
Solo.
Not you. Oh, you're
no,
going
No, your friend. Ask him for a friend.
Yeah, your friend. Yes. Yes.
I mean, watching pro wrestling is not much different from the Thunder from Down Under.
What's the
You know,
What's
the
Thunder from
Vegas,
Down Under?
Where the guys just walk around
oh,
with their little shirts off.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
the
not much difference. It's all choreographed. You know,
it is.
Naked men.
Yeah, and at least with like UFC, which is, you know, you were doing the MMA thing. Y'all are actually brutalizing each other. Y'all fighting.
It's real.
Yeah.
Real.
These
real.
Guys are doing synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
On a wrestling
mean, it's
mat.
I mean, listen, watching it is fine. But
yeah.
Like if you're obsessed with it, you might want to reevaluate.
I feel like you have to be obsessed with it though because there were so many storylines last
yeah,
night. And I was just asking questions left and right. Why are they doing this? Who is this? Oh, he's with her now and not with her, and now
yeah.
they're fighting, and then zombies come out of nowhere. Like I was so confused.
And here's the thing, you never shame anybody's you know, passions.
Yeah.
But again, for some women, including my wife, she was like, yeah, absolute turnoff. It wouldn't have worked out. Wouldn't have married you, probably wouldn't have dated you for long if you were, you know, chomping at the bit to watch, you know, Bautista do a TKO on Triple H.
That's good to hear because me and Brian were the go-to guys for the wrestling info.
Yeah.
Like everyone tapped on the shoulders, like, hey, what does that mean? And we're happily to open up the book of wrestling encyclopedia.
They were great.
I love last night too that Brian and C-Cat were both like fans of different people. So like C-Cat was cheering for
oh
the guy
gosh.
And Brian was against him. And so it was nice to have both of you.
Boys was in it.
Yeah.
Boys was in it, man. I mean, it got intense. It got combative. Might have broke a sweat up there. Tina, you break a sweat often when you kick it at F45.
I do, and that's one of my hobbies. And a hobby that's not a turnoff at all
says
is working
you.
Out fitness. Okay, well, yes,
I'm
says
playing,
me.
I'm playing.
But F45, that is one of my hobbies. Going to the gym, breaking a sweat, only 45 minutes. You don't have to think about it. You walk in. There's a trainer there to show you the workout, help you throughout the workout, if you need modifications, a group of people who are there to motivate you and help you out or even push you out a little harder. F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. Check out their Instagrams for the deals that they got going on or go to F45training.com to find a location near you.
Tua had his feelings hurt. One of his top weapons actually hurt. A Baptist Health injury report on the other side. That's Dean Thomas, Tina. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
My leg! My leg!
I am not angry. I am in pain.
My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
The race with Noah Lyles might have to be postponed. This tweet from Cameron Wolf of NFL Network. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. the latest player dealing with a minor injury. He wore a removable brace on his right hand during practice today. Hill was in uniform and helmet but did not catch a pass. Mike McDaniel has noted caution with many players to keep or get them healthy for the season. Tyreek Hill dealing with a right hand injury. That is your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care injury report. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. And in that tweet from Cameron Wolf, it doesn't say how he injured his right hand. Dean Thomas, do you think it was the same way you injured it when you were out there in Connecticut this past week?
I don't think so. But wait a minute. Tyreek Hill is supposed to raise Noah Lyles?
He wants to.
He wants to raise Noah.
He's always inserting himself.
Why? Don't you realize Noah Lyles is like the fastest dude on the planet?
No, by the skin of his chest. Barely. I can see two other dudes, if they race three or four more times, probably smoke him.
Yeah, but not Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I know.
How did Dean hurt his hand in Connecticut?
Well, I mean, his right hand, it's Bristol, Connecticut, Bristol, and it's just like, it's not a lot of, unless you hop on the dating apps and whatnot, CCAT, it's not a lot of, he was really getting after it.
It's a little rough out there. It's a little, yeah.
Yeah, he's not Southpaw. It's just rough.
That joke flew over my head.
Really?
I thought I was missing out on a story. I thought, yeah.
Okay.
I hurt my hand collecting figurines.
Yeah.
CCAT.
That makes sense.
How did that fly over your head? It's a hobby that turns women off.
Hey, Tina said something during the break that was funny. She said one thing she didn't want to say on air was one of the biggest turnoffs for Tina.
What would that be?
In the wild. It was Pokemon, anime, all that stuff.
Wow.
I did Tina, say that.
Why would you not want to admit that? What's wrong with Pokemon and anime?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not something I am turned on by.
Okay.
And I didn't want to maybe hurt someone.
But you're turned off by it. Not only does it not get you going.
Yes, like the movies, the anime, like not my thing.
But can I say this, though? I think a lot of people might be offended by like these turnoffs, right? That we're talking about turnoffs.
Yeah.
But if they're your thing.
Yeah.
Stick with it. Do your thing.
Vontae Winslow asked about Izzy Adesanya. Dean Thomas, quickly, does he have a mental block? Or is he really losing weight for these last three or four fights? We got 20 seconds.
It's not necessarily a mental block, but it's just he's getting older and his priorities in life are changing.
So that happens to the best.
It happens to the best.
Good luck with him. Priorities change, evolve with them like Brian Flores did. Go in love, go in peace, go in joy.